All right, so we are kicking off module three with cognitive reframes. So from here and for the rest of this course, the focus is really going to be on strategies and ways that you can dismantle depression in your own life. So the first piece of this, right, and I have that little sort of graphic in the middle there around with that warped reality, right? So that's exactly what a cognitive reframe aims to do, is to straighten that out, essentially, right? So that warpedness, that's what we would call a cognitive distortion. And we're going to talk about what that is, what that looks like, and then how you can reframe it. We're going to think about how cognitive reframes can help and how you can implement that in your own life. We're going to talk about the negativity bias. And then we're going to talk about the smoke monster. So this is sort of my own take on the way in which depression sort of plays out and the way it kind of takes over your life. So I've kind of dubbed this, I put this in the section because I think it is another way of spinning depression in and of itself. It's been kind of, I think it's an effective visual. And there's some imagery there that I think can be really helpful when it comes to depression. And it's really kind of the nuts and bolts, really, of how I think eventually kick depression out of my life once and for all. And then with that, we're going to talk about like finding your life mantra, right? And so taking these reframes and, you know, and making that part of our mantra for life. So by the end of this module, some of the takeaways that I'm hoping you'll be able to walk away with are having an understanding of what a cognitive reframe is, being able to recognize cognitive distortions in your own life, how the negativity bias plays out and impacts your ability to see things, which is that cognitive distortion in part. And then implementing some of these concepts into your own life and your own way of thinking. So, all right, so we'll get into it.